baby.
Wiener, floppy wiener, 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 floppy wiener.
Wieners, nice and taut.
Not erect.
Wiener, floppy wiener, 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 wiener.
All right, guys. So it's our normal podcast time. So we're you know, living our lives. I have to work 3:15 to 11:15 tomorrow night, straight through 3:30 to 9:30 the next day, and then the day after that is PangoCon. Like, I am not prepared for this.
I'm not prepared for PangoCon either. I'm like, I have to pack. Shit.
So I told Joseph, I canceled our second hotel room because, you know, the guy I was seeing, we stopped seeing each other. And then also, that was mostly it. Joseph's friend's not coming. But I was like, I don't need a sex room if I'm not going to be having sex.
Hashtag sex room.
So I called them.
Hashtag subject to change.
I kept on trying to cancel it online and it wouldn't let me. And I called them and the lady felt so guilty because the thing wasn't working and I was on the phone so long that she just waived the cancellation fee. Nice. And I was like, I thought that I had 48 hours. And she was like, well, sometimes they have extra cancellation fees onto these group things. But I didn't even ask her. I didn't even think I was going to have one.
Right.
But she was just like, oh, no, I waived it. It's fine.
Yeah, because there's still people looking for rooms. There were people looking for rooms today.
Yeah, so. No. If I get there and they're like, oh, by the way, you owe us a cancellation fee, which I doubt they will, but I'd be like, did you sell the room?
Right. Then I don't owe you anything. Hashtag heads and beds.
Hashtag it's heads and full. Beds. It's full. So, yeah. So I made somebody very happy.
Yes.
That's that. I didn't need a
sex
room.
So we're
going to
cuddle and Joe gets a bed? Or
yep.
Maybe I think we should all cuddle with Joe. I don't know.
I was going to have us cuddle and have Joe get a bed.
Yeah.
So.
Hashtag baby.
Hashtag baby. She's staying with my mom and dad for the weekend.
Nice.
So.
That'd be fun. It'd be a good time.
Yeah. Joe needs a break. Ashley needs a break.
I hope Ashley runs around the house naked and masturbates 12 times.
I hope that she watches some movies and the same thing.
And knits.
Yeah.
Uninterrupted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I hope for her.
I hope she sleeps for 12 hours.
Oh, my God, me too. I hope she gets... Remember last year for PangoCon, I just slept the whole time?
Yeah.
That was weird. This year is not that. We had a really amazing text conversation today. So I was talking about... What did I... After I named him sexual assault friend, I had a new name for him. Like,
yeah,
fuckface or... I can't remember what his name was. It was something that seemed really obvious to me at the time, and I was, like, going through all the names, and I could not come up with what we renamed him.
Yeah.
Child molester?
There's so many. Yeah, maybe it emerged
It wasn't that.
That.
It wasn't that. I know it wasn't, but
we
whatever.
We talked about that personally.
Yes. So I was looking through the app yesterday trying to figure out what I wanted to go to, and he's just, like, signed up for everything. Every single thing, even things that are at the same time. And you were like, yeah, he's probably just holding places. And I was like, yes.
But he's like holding. He's just like
no, but
putting
he's
it
like,
in his queue. Like, oh, I want to go to all these things. And if I feel like going, like, this is what I thought about going to.
Right. I mean, but like I said,
the same thing.
He's even in things that are at the same time as each other. Like,
right.
He's not going to go to all of the things.
No.
But like, how am I supposed to avoid him if he just put literally everything in there?
Right.
And so then I was like, I just don't want to run into him. I just want, this is supposed to be a fun weekend for me to hang out with my brother and bestie and also have group sex in Abby's room. Shannon was like, I have many emotions about that last text. And so to follow up and clarify, I said, Abby's having an invite-only orgy on Saturday night.
Yeah,
and
I,
Shannon
I got that,
goes,
yeah.
I understand that Joseph and I are not part of the orgy. And I was like, do you want to be? Or, because I'm like, I could swing it. I'm sure I could get you an invite.
I'm good, thanks.
All right, so the main purpose of our mini-sode right
nope.
now.
Nope, nope.
Bye.
Do you want an invite to the orgy? No, thanks.
I did.
No,
I knew
no,
that
no,
neither.
No, thanks for asking.
I knew neither of you did.
I know.
But I also didn't want you to feel uninvited. I didn't want you to feel like you weren't welcome.
Right.
It's not that I don't want you at the
You're
orgy.
Welcome.
What
it puts
can I
the lotion on its skin. That's what I'll do. I'll just sit in the corner and put lotion on my body and watch.
Yeah. Oh, maybe there would be somebody there who would massage you.
A little voyeurism.
Yeah. That's fun. That's always fun.
Yeah. I'll bring my vibrator. Feel like I'm watching 4D porn.
Oh my gosh. I got a reminder of our first PenguinCon the other day.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
It was our it was our first in the bar room. Yeah. Yes.
When we were in Troy. Yeah.
Yep. That was exciting.
Yeah, I got a little thing being
this is the seventh year.
Yep.
Yay.
Yep.
So we thought we'd do like a little check-in mini-sode. We don't have a full hour in us, but... we did Endgame episode, and like 2 days later, Game of Thrones, Battle of Winterfell.
Battle of Winterfell.
I just feel like I have to throw that up.
You have to throw up?
Yep. Everyone's going to be throwing up in 2 days, all those dead bodies.
Oh my God.
Seriously,
it's so
like at the end, that's all I thought was like, all those dead bodies rotting on the outside.
That
like,
gonna smell. But it's very cold.
Burn that shit to the ground.
It's very cold.
What are they gonna do with all those dead bodies?
But they aren't gonna smell that bad right now, is my point.
They don't have no backhoe.
No, I know.
They don't have lye.
I know.
They don't have crematoriums.
I know.
They don't have those two famous ones from
I'm with you.
Nazi camps.
I'm with you.
They had special names. I forget about their name. I forgot their names.
I know. Yeah. I get it. I'm with you. I understand.
Mm-mm. Burn it all down. Just like move out, have the dragons torch the place, and come back in 12 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Start over.
Seriously, like, what are they going to do?
I have no idea.
See, those are the bullshit things that I think of.
So do I.
After an episode, an amazing episode's over, and then I'm like, oh my God, the decay and disease.
Okay, can I tell you what?
Even like Endgame, I'm like, that was timey-wimey bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, what are the ramifications of that?
I had that thought, too.
Where's Gamora? Did, like, past Gamora have to go back to the future? Did she have to go back into the past, and how'd she do that?
Yeah, right.
Did the Van Dykes and Pyms help her?
Who knows?
Or did she, like,
I don't remember.
Just go back into space.
I don't remember
and
what
not be dead. Or did she disappear?
Who knows, Shannon?
See? Exactly.
I mean, I thought about Cap. Remember when he met Carter's granddaughter?
Grand-niece.
Oh, was it niece?
Yeah, he made out with her niece.
Oh. So it wasn't her kid.
No.
But didn't she have kids? Did he erase a bunch of kids?
Right. Did he erase a bunch of kids?
Did he erase a bunch of people?
See, I think with Captain, we don't know much about Peggy's personal life. She keeps that very
locked
much
down.
On the down low. So I think they did have a life together, and he just like never went anything or went anywhere because everyone knows what he looks like.
Yeah.
So I think he was just happy to be a hermit with her.
Okay.
In their home. And if anyone noticed him as Captain America, he'd just be like, yeah, I get that a lot.
Did he erase kids, though?
I mean, he can always remake kids.
No, but those are the types of things that have huge effects.
Yeah.
You know? Butterflies flapping, motherfucker.
But I think he was always her husband.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Because I think he just sat on the down low while his past self caught up to the future and did all the hero shit.
Right.
And
right.
I think he and her just watched the news and like held hands and smiled at each other.
Yeah, that's cute though. That's cute though. I finally figured everything out because we were arguing about his age.
Oh, okay.
And so he was born in 1918, so that means in Infinity War, he was
100.
And then he got to 105, and then did the whole thing over again, so he ended up at 178. His body, though, in that last scene, like, if we subtract his body was 111.
Yeah.
He held up pretty good.
Yeah, I think I saw...
How did he know he was going to live that long? He was like, I'll just show up at the bench when they're there when I'm 111 fucking years old.
He has special serum in his blood.
I guess.
He doesn't really age. In the comic books, he only started aging once they took all the serum out of his blood.
Yeah.
I learned that in a spoiler.
Interesting.
Video today. And then he aged rapidly.
Yeah.
And became old man, Captain America.
Imagine that that would suck.
Yeah.
All right. So, Battle of Winterfell.
Yes.
Battle of Winterfell. Yeah, I think about things like that too, though. I can't remember what it was that I saw, but like somebody was held hostage and they pissed their pants. Or maybe they were just talking about they were going to. And now I always look at things where I'm like, they were held hostage for 12 hours. Why didn't they pee their pants? Why don't they have a wet spot? They always should have peed their pants.
That's true. Maybe they just pissed in
nobody,
the corner.
Nobody ever,
so
you know.
They pee themselves.
Or like they're tied to a chair and for this thing. And you're right. Like, were you on? Like, you always should have peed your pants. Hashtag.
Hashtag always pee your pants.
Always pee your pants.
You ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Peeing your pants is the coolest. Okay. So that, like, I have a lot of mixed feelings about the Battle of Winterfell. Like, the complaint that everyone has is, like, that they were making this huge deal out of this and that it felt, like, anticlimactic. I sort of get that.
Like, just Arya came out of nowhere and just fucking killed him like that and it was over?
I mean, there wasn't another option by that point in the episode. I was like, they're fucked. Like, yes. It felt hopeless.
I legit thought that they were all dying.
Yeah.
And that their dead bodies were going to march upon King's Landing and Cersei was going to get killed by 6 zombie main characters.
I mean, I would have been okay with that.
I think I would have been okay with that too, actually.
People were really mad that it took a traditional turn. Right? The good guys won in the end. No, like, some major characters died, but no major characters died.
I totally expected all 3 of the people who were pinned down against the wall to be dead by the end of that episode.
Brienne,
her buddy, Jamie,
yeah,
and someone else. Or was it just her and her buddy?
Podrick?
Yeah. I think they were spaced out along that wall. Like, they legit should have been dead, and I think I would have been okay with that.
Yeah.
Because their situation was indeed hopeless.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, how the fuck did Sam survive?
Right? He was more worthless than Sansa. I actually saw a picture. It was like people who were more, I think it was like people who did more than Sam in this episode, and Sansa was on top of the list.
Nice. Yeah. You know?
And she did nothing. She didn't really do anything other than like hold the people together in the crypts.
Yeah.
And not give in and let people in when they were begging to come in.
Yeah, that was, why would you go to there? Why would you risk the women? You're so stupid.
Oh, the people trying to get in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
They should have known. Sansa has apparently seen horror flicks and knew not to open the door.
Don't open the fucking door.
Don't open the door ever.
No. Nope. So yeah, Arya came out of fucking nowhere and killed the Night King. And then it was one of those things where when you kill the main one, all the rest of them die. And that's a trope, and I couldn't come up with the name of it. I was texting my brother, and he was like, genocide? And I was like, that is not the word that I'm looking for, and you know it. But, you know, that, I mean, God, if that hadn't been true, they would have been fucked.
Yeah, I thought even she was a goner because he caught her by the neck.
So did I. But then I reminded myself, she's on the list of the 5 that make it to the end.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean the HBO won't change it, but I still am, like, convinced that the list is real.
Mm-hmm. I was enjoying all the brand memes, too.
Yeah. So was I, because he just was, like, warging for the whole thing, like, brand trying to find Wi-Fi.
Right. Like, brand sending Theon to his death. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Like. Yep. Theon should have not charged the Night King and just sort of stood in one place.
I think he needed to charge the Night King because he's not the bravest of his people.
Yeah.
And if his sister and his folk got wind that he pussed out again,
yeah,
that it would not have been an honorable death. So I was okay with him charging the Night King.
I was like, you gonna die.
Charging his death. And he knew he was dying.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he's just like, I'm gonna just take this head on and be a man.
I guess.
He didn't have to do that.
No. But I was like, now you're leaving Bran out in the open instead of giving him any more seconds, you know?
Well, Bran gave him permission.
I know he did. I know he did. So yeah, Aria came out of nowhere. So then the internet went insane, being like, what was even the purpose of bringing Jon Snow back to life if he wasn't going to kill the Night King?
Because Jon Snow knows nothing. He's still, like, a dumbass.
He tried to go against an ice dragon.
Right? Just himself.
Just himself.
Yeah.
Like a goddamn idiot. And also, okay, let's, like, go back in time. If all it took to kill the Night King was, why didn't somebody just, like, millennia ago, just, like, knock an arrow at him made of dragon glass and just let it go and kill the Night King? Like,
she killed him with steel.
The Valyrian steel.
Yeah, Valyrian steel.
Yeah, but the dragon glass. Okay, fine, make Valyrian steel.
Well, whatever, because no one could ever get their hands on him.
Yeah.
This was the first time someone got close enough to do that. She came out of fucking nowhere. I still want to know where she came out of.
I am curious about that too. But like,
that means she got past his guards and everything. Like, was she on a roof and just like jumped out of nowhere or what?
I am curious about that too.
Did she take a face?
Oh my God.
Did she kill a walker, take a face?
Oh my God. Can you do that?
Like, to get past the guards? There's no skin. Some of them had skin.
Gross.
He just rewoke everyone he previously, they just killed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. But that was one of the problems that people had. So men were very mad that Arya came out of nowhere.
Ooh, yeah.
And they called her a Mary Sue, which is a term meaning a woman who doesn't have very much, she's unnaturally talented and doesn't have a lot of personality. Would you call Arya without personality and unnaturally talented?
Absolutely not.
She just spent 7 seasons becoming a trained assassin. She probably is
one of the most developed characters.
An iceberg of depth. Yeah.
An iceberg of depth.
Yeah.
I would call Sansa half a Marianne because she has zero personality.
Mary Sue.
She has no talent, though.
She's not unnaturally talented because she's talented at nothing. No, she has a pretty good mind for things now. Like, she used to be pretty clueless, but she took what's-his-face pretty seriously and learned a lot from him.
Yeah.
Littlefinger. So, yeah, fuck you, internet men who can't handle a girl winning. Like, meh. But it also felt like they kept on being like, this is the big thing, this is the big thing, this is the big thing. And to have it just be over in one episode, I was like, that was the big thing?
Well, it was an hour and a half.
I know.
It was 52 nights of filming.
No, I get it. It just felt like, I don't know. I have mixed feelings because while I was watching it, I was like, this is hopeless and they're all going to die. And then
it did really feel that. It was at the end.
I was so stressed.
When he raised everyone back up, I was like, oh, fuck me.
It was so stressful.
And fast zombies. They were fast zombies.
They were fast zombies.
Like in that Brad Pitt movie.
Yep.
Unnaturally fast.
Unnaturally fast zombies.
They had no chance whatsoever against fast zombies.
Mm-mm.
They are slow-moving medieval people.
Yeah, I mean, part of me is like, is this just a, like, storyline so that now when they have to go face Cersei,
they're all zombies?
No, they have like a third of their army.
Yeah.
They lost all the Dothraki. They lost a ton of Unsullied. They lost almost everybody. Like, they lost all of the nameless people.
Yeah.
Only the main characters survived.
Well, I guess it'll be easy for Cersei to win then.
Yeah. Yep.
That could still happen.
It could. Yeah, it totally could. Because remember,
I mean, they still do have 2 dragons. So if Dany and Jon really want to ride 2 dragons and burn down the Golden Army, they could.
Yes. Remember, Leslie Rose. Rose Leslie? Which one is it? Rose Leslie.
I don't know.
Kit Harington's wife, Ygritte.
Oh, that was last season. Yeah, he retold that story. He told her the end and she was pissed, but that was last season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I've seen updated interviews.
And that wasn't.
The only person Kit Harington told the end to was one of his best friends who has never seen an episode. And so he was just like, whatever, man. I don't fucking care.
That's funny.
So at least that's what he said.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Cersei could still win.
Yeah.
But do we want to go over the list? I went over it before. The list that George R.R. Martin said was going to make it to the end.
He said Sansa.
Nope, she's not on it.
John.
John. Bran.
Bran.
Arya. Tyrion. Daenerys.
Yeah.
So.
We'll see.
Well, we will see. All right, let's wrap this up. Was that all you wanted? Did you have more things you wanted to say?
No, I think I'm satisfied.
Lyanna Mormont died.
Oh, no.
Died doing what she loved, making men look weak.
Yep. She got picked up by a giant and crushed like a rag doll.
But she stabbed him in the eye and killed him.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. She was the baddest little bitch.
She was. She charged him and everything. No fear.
Nope.
No fear.
That's the end of House Mormont.
Yeah.
Because Jorah died also. Her uncle.
Oh, yep.
Daenerys's guy. R.I.P. Yeah. House Mormont.
Yep. Oh, man. Yeah, it was crazy. I watched it on my phone, so I could mostly see it.
It was hard to see.
Yeah.
I had all the lights off, and my mom, like, walked down the hallway and turned on the hallway light, and I was like, ma'am!
I can't see the button. There was an article I saw today or yesterday. It was like, how to adjust your TV settings to enjoy the latest Game of Thrones episode.
That's funny.
That kept happening to us in the last, like, two Marvel movies we watched. It was just, like, extra dark.
Yeah.
And we ended up choosing a different setting that all of a sudden made it bright as day. So, but anyway, yep, all right, I think that's good. So our next, maybe I'll post this real quick on Thursday, a little mini-sode, and then we're recording Friday at PenguinCon.
Mm-hmm.
So come out, everyone.
Yeah.
And we have a cheese panel Saturday.
Yup.
And we'll be featured on Demon Lobster, Sanity Clause Radio, Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
That's it.
I think that's it.
That's it. So it's our mini-sode.
Yep.
Whatever this is.
Yeah, we just wanted to kind of
we wanted to do Game of Thrones. We wanted to do Game of Thrones, so we weren't doing it on
Friday.
At PenguinCon.
Yep.
So. All right.
All right. Cool,
Cool. Love all you guys. You're delightful. You're a treat. You're a dream. And this has been a mini-sode. Whatever however we're numbering or naming this. I have no fucking idea. Shut up.
Doesn't matter.
You can find us everywhere. I'm on Twitter. I'm Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this is That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye. Wiener, floppy wiener, 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 floppy wiener, wiener, nice and soft, not erect, wiener, floppy wiener, 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 floppy wiener.